Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation, a.k.a. The Potato. We're like my version of The Onion, but the stories are true, even though you can't make this stuff up, but they are real. Senator, Mike Pompeo. I'm Joe Biden. But Mike Pompeo, we've got 80-plus countries working together to take down the caliphate. And they've been doing all this because they've been going direct. They're doing it the right way because they want to get it done. They're not trying to campaign on it every 5 years. That's my president. Democrats continue with their dumb made-up conspiracy theories to lay groundwork for like a cheat-by-mail scheme. They also want to, Trump is going to shut down the government if he loses and all this. They're trying to make up everything they can. And it's going to be like, they're going to sit there and they're going to have them all laid out on like the South Park and like a mat. They're going to cut the head off a chicken and wherever it lands. Okay, he's going to shut down the government. It's not okay. They need to stop. No one cares. I like Mike Ditka came out of Kenya. Buddy, let me tell you something. If you can get the hell out of the country, if you don't respect it, don't like it, whatever. I love Mike Ditka. He's dang truthful. I love it. I want to get into the Minneapolis City Council. Where's the police? We need the police help. Oh, yeah, that's right. You abolished the police. Now you're whining. Where are they? Where's car 54? Adam 12, where are you? Adam 12. Like 20 minutes. It's just crazy. It's crazy, but... Yeah, Adam 12, where are you? Car 54, where are you? Sorry, folks. We abolished the police. Now you're trying... See, this is the potato right here. My version of the Megs. Remember the Onion that used to have, outrageous stories that were, outrageous? Now, the stories are real, but you can't make this stuff up. We're going to abolish the police. They're the problem. Okay, where's the police? Hello, I'm being attacked. My house is on fire. Where's the fire department? You got rid of the fire department. The ambulances, the police, you shut down the hospitals, yep. And that's about how bad it's getting. But a majority in Oregon do not support all, they're against this. They hate all this crap that's going on, and they're blaming the Democrats for not doing a damn thing about it, which the Democrats thought that Trump would get blamed. For the first time since the Great Depression, a big majority of young Americans are living at home with the parents. For the first time, I want to get into that. Modern Canna. Look up at Modern Canna. They're a company that they're trying to make very, very high quality standards for testing that both exceed the customer and the producer. Because when you get Tylenol, you want to know that you're getting Tylenol, that you're getting the same thing. You're like, well, man, I had Tylenol last time, but it worked better. I don't know what they did, you know. If you get Girl Scout cookies, or you get Durban Poison, or you get Northern Lights, or Northern Lights with Big Bud, or you get a headband, you want to know you're getting a consistent product every time, and that's going to really, it's amazing. It's going to really revolutionize and get better testing out there. It's a great time to finally get some great medicine out there. Also, I want to get into the not so transfer window, Manchester United, and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And let's look at this. Psalms 51, 1 through 2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, because of your failing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stains of my sin. Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day or evening or whenever you're watching. Thank you so much for listening in. I want to keep on that little thing because, I mean, seriously, you cannot make these things up. Well, we want to... There's a difference between... Because I know the end result is abolish the police. Because there's... Well, you know, because that's... Because I think when people are... Well, do you know what defund means? And I told someone, well, do you know what the end result means? Because the end result is they want to eliminate the police altogether, which, as Minneapolis found out, we're going to abolish the police. Where are they? Huh? Hello? And people are leaving. Why would you want to serve a town? Why would you want to risk your life to arrest someone that's just going to be set free anyways by some Democratic Kamala Harris? Kudamara, whatever the Harris. I call her chocolate douche. I don't apologize. She did something with the bail to allow a suspected child molester to walk free. That just is sickening. But then again, people keep Netflix when they have child pornography on their subscription thing. If you want to support child pornography, then support Netflix. That's how I view it. I mean, if you watch Netflix at all, then you support what they're doing. I know for a fact Walt Disney was a very, very conservative dude. He would be horrified at what's going on with Disney. And same thing with Sam Walton. He would be furious if he knew that they were having liquor sales at Walmart. He never sold beer or wine or any alcohol at Walmart. Never had, never would. He only sold American products. That's why I like Wendy's. What would Dave Thomas do? And that's what they try to live by. You know, they could easily say, okay, Dave Thomas died, let's go to a circle burger like everyone else. No. They have a square burger because they don't want to cut corners. And when you press the meat patty, it's going to hang off the bun and the customers are going to like that. It's going to look like, hey, there's more meat. Hey, because that was the whole additive was, hey, look, looks like there's more. The burger hangs off the bun. It's square because you don't want to cut corners. They keep with Dave Thomas. What would Dave Thomas do? Well, he was adopted, so he'd want to support adoption. Let's keep his adoption foundation going. And that's what they do. What does Walmart do? Screw what Sam Walton would have wanted. Let's start selling liquor and beer, and let's steal products from Unfabrica China. Let's give up on the principles that got us where we are. We're not at where we are because we're there because of what Sam Walton did. It's one of those things, you know. The reason why Mike Pompeo and Trump's team have gotten so much peace agendas and successful things happening is because they're going directly to the source. They're actually wanting to get something done. They're not trying to campaign on this for 75 years. Well, when I get elected, we're going to move. We're going to do this stuff. We're going to get peace. We're going to have this.
Didn't candidates back in the day, I'm talking about like before Kennedy and stuff, want to get things fixed so they can fix other things or make things better?
Yeah.
Not say how bad things are?
Yeah. They would want to, let's fix this, and I'm going to work on repairing this that was fixed because it needs worked on. No, they take something like a border wall. We're going to put a fence, or we're going to put a wall. We're going to do something at the border, and 55 years from now, I would just love to have all the money spent, all the campaign ad money spent. I could retire off all the campaign money spent. I'm going to fix the VA. I swear, why don't you fix the VA? Well, if I fix it, then I can't campaign on it. Well, yeah, you can. You can say, hey, this is what we did to fix it. We're going to improve on it and make it better. You know, so like those, what do they call them? The updates on your phone that you don't have a glitch, and then you update to fix a glitch you never had that gives you a glitch. Yeah. So what's up with this glitch? Yeah, my phone works fine until it updated to fix a problem with it that I never had. Now I have a problem. At least they would try to come up with something. I mean, at least they could have done, well, I fixed the VA, and this is what we've done, but we got this problem, so we're going to fix. They could, like, every time say that we keep fixing a different problem at the VA, but we're fixing it. Not, I'm going to fix it, and then it never gets fixed at all. But that's where we're at, folks. Trump is there to get stuff done. He's not a 75-year politician. I'm like, well, when I become, I know I've been in Congress and Senate for 40 years, but once I become president, I'm going to make stuff. I'm going to make America great. I'm going to do stuff. Wow. Joe Biden's campaign ad sounds like a New Year's resolution. Well, tomorrow I'm going to start to lose weight. You know, because it's Sunday, so I'm going to start on Monday. Yeah, this Monday, it was just a bad... Yeah, this Monday, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. It's a bad week, so I'm just going to... Yeah, that weight loss thing, I'm going to start that stuff next week. Yeah, because I got... It just week ain't doing it for me.
I'll start it when I'm dead. I'll
be chaos. But yeah, that'll be Biden. He'll be in his... You know, but that's the thing. I'm going to fix stuff whenever I come from. Why don't you do something now? Martin Luther King did immense things for this country, and he was... What political office did Martin Luther King Jr. have? Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't have a political office, and look at what he did. Look at what Rosa Parks did. What did she do? I ain't getting up from my seat. Not today, Satan. Not today. And they did more for this country than these idiots. That 90-year-old statue of Jesus Christ was beheaded because he wasn't the right color. Sorry, folks, but there was a thing. Not yours, do not touch. These prats need to learn that. These bloody prats need to learn. He's not the right color. He's not black. Well, Jesus wasn't white. Jesus was a Jew. That's why if you ever see the inscription over the cross, it reads King of the Jews. He would be a creamy, he'd be like a dark tanny colored. But these entitled prats think they can just do, I'm going to behead him. No, what they need to do is they need to find all the dang pieces, and you're going to get that little gun where you put like that stuff and you UV light and it hardens it, and you're going to put this thing back together. These kids don't know. San Francisco, they want to have you vote at 16, but you have prats knocking heads off of Jesus statues because he was the wrong skin color. These kids don't know anything, and you want them to vote at 16. Why? Because most of these kids couldn't tell you 90% about our history, and they basically support a lot of this progressive, socialist, communist rhetoric that these Democrats shove. They'll sit there and they'll be like, yeah, we need to stop global warming. Okay, what do you know about it? What, show me your facts. Your facts. I'm not talking what you've researched, not what some guy's spewing. Do your research. Come up with your own conclusion. I mean, that's what's wrong with this country. These kids don't know anything. And they don't. Learn. I remember watching a special where they did core sample drilling. And I've talked about this before, if you're a longtime listener. And they found out that, guess what? At one time in our Earth's history, it was proven that the North and South Poles were watcher. They're melting now, where they were complete water at one point in Earth's history, and they can prove it through that core sample drilling. They also proved that there was something that walked on two legs with 2 feet on this planet at the same time as dinosaurs, which, as everyone knows, no bipedal creature walked on this earth at the same time as dinosaurs. But unfortunately, this lady's been proven it right, that yes, something did, like a human with, there's been pottery and stuff and fossilized footprints and things. She's been blacklisted. Why? Because they would have to pretty much rewrite science history, because as we know, there's nothing that walked on two legs at the same time as dinosaurs. So then shut her up. You know, do your own history. These kids don't know anything. They just go out there, yeah, we need to stop vetting. We need to stop vetting. We need to stop vetting. Okay. And when you explain what it means and what it's doing, and okay, so the border wall that you don't want, how do we know what vaccines they have? All these kids that were put into cages and all this stuff, that was done by Trump. No, that was done by Biden. Sorry. What to see? It's going to be crazy what's going on, because these kids don't know anything. And they're wanting them to vote. They want these kids at 16 to vote, and it's going to be crazy because they don't know anything. At 18 years old, I was still like, I mean, there's still times, and I'm 45 years old, and I go to the ballot box, and I'm like, well, I got to look. And there's a thing where Sean Hannity has a thing where you can look up on his website, and it's good to try to find out, because you can, if you mail in ballot, you can find out if it got there and who you voted for. There's ways to find out if your vote counted and who it counted for. And you look up and find out in your municipality, you should have something to find out, okay, when I go to vote, who can I vote for, so you know, okay. And what I mean by that is, because you're going to be able to vote for a judge or judges or like, and know who you can vote for. Because I remember one year, I saw 50 commercials a day. Nonstop. Not one of the commercials I saw could I vote for any of the people in those commercials. They were not my district or not my area, and I couldn't vote for them. So I'm on my phone trying to look up these, because one of them I know. One of them was my neighbor, and he's a good guy. So, you know, he was one of my neighbors. He's a good guy. So, you know, if you vote for him, granted he's a Democrat, he's an outstanding person. But, and he's not radical. He's a Kennedy Democrat. And I respect Kennedy Democrats. That's what most Democrats who are walking away are. A lot of the Democrats walking away are Kennedy Democrats. So I'm a Democrat, but I support the Kennedy way. But these kids don't know anything. But my point of this whole segment was, you can look up and try to find out, and you can find out who you're voting for to try to find out more about that judge. Yeah, this dude had a joint and he sentenced him to 50 years in prison. Yeah, I don't want that for a judge. Or hey, you know what? Dude, it's just a joint. Don't do it again. Or like, hey, man, I know you're in a wheelchair and it's helping you, but try not to get caught, dude. Come on. This is illegal stuff, and I could be sentencing you right now, you know? Like, have some heart. But it's nice we have one of the greatest coaches in the history of NFL football, Mike Ditka, coming out being, like, if you, And what he's saying is so true. And what I mean is, I want to watch the NFL. I'm not a big fan of it, but most people want to watch the NFL, I mean, or the NBA or the NHL to watch those sports. They don't want to watch them to see. You could, I know people that, well, I've met people that, yeah, I'm not, I kind of support black, I support, like, equality for everyone. I don't want to see, I'm not really Black Lives Matter, but I'm not really, like, okay, if this cop shoots somebody, we need to do something. If there's a wrongful, if a cop abuses someone and beats the crap out of them, something needs to be done to stop it, you know. If it's a guy that's a child molester, that's raped 5 women and murdered 2, and he is resisting arrest because they're going after him for warrants, okay, let me see here. They shouldn't have shot the guy. The cops are wrong. Yada, yada, yada. You know, but the majority, I do know some people that are like, okay, protest on your own time. I could have supported you if you said, hey, this is what I want to do to fix the problem. Colin Kaepernick was never a part of slavery, and I was never a part of slavery either. I had nothing to do with it, and he was never a slave. This is a We the People society. If it's a We the People society, then why are city councils voting for reparations without letting the people decide? City council wants to abolish the cops and, where's the cops? Adam 12, car 54, where are you? Car 54, hello, you abolished him, you got rid of him. So like Kamala Harris, she has all kinds of people with assault rifles and guns and, oh, she doesn't want you to have them, but she's going to be protected by them. I don't get it. Oh, you can't have guns to protect you, but I can protect myself with guns. See, it's not fair. See, they want to take away your Second Amendment right because they need to have an unarmed society to govern. Trump don't need an unarmed society to govern. Because he's not going to take away your rights. The Democrats are eventually going to get to the point where people can realize you're going to have a bunch of 20-somethings that are at a rally that are marching, and when they find out what it means to what they're marching for, like, I don't support that. Oh, that's what vetting. Oh, no, I want to make sure that people have their shots and know what they're up to date. And I want to make sure that people are not going to come in here and bomb us and kill us like 9/11. Oh, I don't support that. Oh, no. I want to make sure people are legit that are coming in here. Just like answering the door. Hello? Hi. I am a Jehovah's Witness. Correct. You have a door, and if you don't feel safe, you don't open the door. If you feel safe and you feel like the guy's cool or the woman's cool, you can open the door and talk to him. That's what vetting is. Oh, I support that. Pardon me. But that's what it is. And I have a feeling that these 20-somethings are going along with all this, not knowing what it is. And then when they finally realize what the heck they're saying and what it really means, like, I didn't really mean that. Oh, that's what that means. Ooh. And it's going to be too late. It's going to be way too late. That's the problem. Just like socialism. it's all fine and dandy until you can't leave and you can't go and you can't do, and then you have to try to shoot your way out. Well, wait a minute. We gave up our guns so that we could protect the kids. Wow. That's one of those things that people don't realize. And I think that's, you're going to have a generation that's going to wake up and realize what they're doing. Well, they would give me $5,000 to come out here and do this. Well, just remember, folks, I'm a loan officer. I'll give you a $60,000 loan. You just got to give me $200 to process your papers and everything. And then that $60,000 will be on its way. Yeah, that's what it is. But guess what? By the time you realize what happens, you should think twice. If you need to give like $100 or $200 to pay for processing to get a loan. Because by the time you realize what's going on, you ain't got the loan. And they got $200. And if that may not sound like much, all you have to do is get people to convince them, oh, it's just $50 even. You get enough people to, yeah, this loan is just $50 processing fee. Well, seems legit, just $50. Well, you get 30 people a day, you have 1,000 people working to try to get 50 people a day. That can add up. Because it's not a lot of money. But once they realize, wait a minute, that it's a scam and they've got money from you. That's why I got, like, if anyone asked for, like, Walmart gift cards and stuff, I got a bunch of them. They must have gotten a lot of people giving them, like, photos of, like, the fronts and backs of Walmart gift cards that are, like, empty, that nothing on them. Because now I hardly get anybody, you know, what's up, man? Just give me 700 Walmart gift cards. So I have, like, a bunch of, like, gift cards that have, like, no value on them. And I send them to them. I'm scared because I think that's what's going on with these little kids. These kids don't know anything. And by the time they realize what happens, it's just like those scams. Oh, that $700 I got. Why was I so stupid to think that I'm going to get $2.3 million given to me by some stranger? All I have to do is pay the lawyer fee of $700. Okay, you guys, between you guys find a way to get $700, and I'll pay you back when you give me that $3.2 million. I promise you, I will pay you back when I can't do it, man. I don't have no money. You give me $3.2 million, you get me that money, and I can give you the $700 out of it. I'll give you $1,000 out of that How about that? I'll give you $10,000 out of that $3.2 million. You deposit $3.2 million into this bank account, and I will give you $10,000 of it, okay? These kids got to wake up because it's scary. I mean, now the Democrats are floating around ideas that Trump will shut down the government if he loses. They're coming up with all these, and I swear they're just going to roll like some Dungeons and Dragons dice. And whatever it comes up with, that's going to be the thing that they're going to come up with until people don't believe it or there's no proof of it. Then it's going to be mail-in voter fraud. Trump's going to make sure. Okay, so let me get this straight. So anybody who thinks that the government, aka the U.S. Postal Service, is not going to be able to handle three quarters of these libertards who are shopping and going and doing whatever they want to, but having to vote by mail because of a virus, even though they're going shopping and they're going to the beach and they're doing whatever they want to, they're going to have to vote by mail, and they can vote 3 days after the election. They have all this extra time. These House Democrats, Gotta when I think, you know, well, Trump's gonna collude. If they can do this, all this, if they can handle, if they've come out and said we have no problem, we will have no problem handling the Christmas rush, which is 10 times the mail, 10 times the packaging. If it's going to be way busier during Christmas time, how, if it's way busier at Christmas time and they can handle that, then why is the election going to be a problem? See, Democrats don't think about that. These 20-somethings don't realize that, yeah, the mail service has said that 10 times busier mail service at Christmas. If we can handle that, then the election's going to be no problem at all. They don't think like that. The libertards don't think like that. But my point is, you've got these people that don't think like that. But they're trying to come up with every which way that they can, because the Democrats can't come out and say, hey, we spent 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 election, and all we got is a guy with dementia named Joe Biden hiding from Biden, president. That's all we could come up with. They couldn't come up with anybody better. Hey, own up to your mistakes and maybe people will stand with you. Maybe if Colin Kaepernick would have said, hey, yeah, we had some shady stuff going in the past. There were lots of, it's made the country as great as it is. We're not perfect. This is my mom and dad, and I am where I am because of their sacrifices and them adopting me and them doing this. And what I want to do is I want to help other people have the opportunities that I might not have if it wasn't for my parents. Okay? I talked to the NFL and I talked to the 49ers, and we're going to have a day of hope once a week. We're going to get underprivileged kids to come to the stadiums, and we're going to get them, and they're going to go tour the locker rooms, and they're going to go see some of the executive offices, and they're going to go on the field and get a kick the ball and do stuff that he could have done that. He had that. He could have said, I'm going to raise you up. Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama have the ability to raise kids up and say, look, I'm one of the most wealthiest billionaire women in the world, and I'm a person of color, and you're going to, if I can make it, you can make it, and I'm going to help lift you up so that you can do that, so you can dream big. Nope, I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you can't make anything in your life because you're black, so just sit down, get in line, get your EBT card. Wait, because, yeah, the computers are down, so there's no money on it. So just sit and wait for the government people to try to help you and complain that no one's helping you. Don't try to get a job or try to do something better for yourself. No, that's what they're doing. They're not, like, trying to raise people up. You can't change the past. Yeah, my ancestry was slaughtered by Jewish people. They were slaughtered by Hitler. I had ancestry who played dead for 3 days on D-Day. 3 days on D-Day, they played dead so they wouldn't be killed by Germans. You have kids now at 18 and 19 years old. I had to watch this show for a whole hour, and I couldn't turn it off or change the channel, and it offended me so much. I don't know. Yeah, there's a volume control. There's a button. Yeah, you can turn the TV off. You can change the channel. You know, Donna. So, you know, you can say, okay, I don't support child pornography. I'm not getting Netflix. You know, and you can own up and say, hey, I'm not doing this. We have this world of oppression where we're going to press things. We're going to make it. I was never in the past. What the blacks did in Africa to sell black people to come to America, I had nothing to do with any of that. I had nothing to do with the barber slave trade that took white Europeans and sold them to Africa as slaves. We had nothing to do with that. We need to look at, what does the Bible say? Look forward, not backwards. I remember on 9/11, there was a Marine that was helping try to get these two cops freed, okay? And, man, you need to get out of there. You need to get out of there. That building can collapse at any time. A Marine never goes backwards. A Marine only goes forwards. And that's what we need to be doing. Not, well, in 14 B.C., I can name me one group of people on planet Earth that has not been subject to slavery or enslavement at some point. There are people enslaved now in countries. But you have the Oregon polls coming out. The majority of people are tired of these protests. Trump tops the list of approval with local leaders like, hey, guess what? I have a business here. I'm trying to do something, and how can I do anything when these riots go on and on and on like the Energizer Bunny, and I'm expected to just go with it. I'm expected to just go with it. When we ask Trump for help, well, Trump's not going to help you. I control. See, people are seeing through all this crap. And it's nice to see people waking up, and I think these mail-in ballots aren't going to matter because I think Trump's going to win in a landslide. I don't know how people can demand that I could vote. If you got to vote by mail, then you better have proof that you've never left the inside of your house. Because if you've even gone outside, then bull crap. I can't stand in line, but I was at the liquor store and there must have been 75 people. You not believe it, man? There was like 50 people, because I'm going to get some edibles. I need to get. Because since we're not working, man, since we can't work because of COVID, we can't go out and do. But I had to go to the pot store, man. It was a line, man. We were all crammed together, man. And it's just wrong. And I'm still at home, even though I'm waiting. I still haven't got my because I gotta. Because this dang virus, I got to vote by mail, man. They can't force me to vote in person. Even though I'm in line at a pot store with 75 people crammed together trying to get edibles, you know what I'm saying? I remember there have been special needs people at Walmart, and it's taking them a while to get in. They're going to make sure I got their mask on and stuff, and God be with them, And it backs people up, and there's no one social distancing, but there are same people that are in those things that I need to have. This is bullcrap that I can't vote by mail. What do you mean you can't vote by mail? You kidding me? You're scared to vote by mail because of a virus, but you're standing in Walmart crammed together trying to get in, but you can't because they have, unfortunately, someone who has a disability and it's taking them longer to get in. And you're all crammed together, within inches of each other. But that's where we live in. There are people that are bitching that they have to. This virus is making me. I got to vote by mail. Okay. And you're out at the beach probably partying. And that's what they want to do. They want to try to get so many people. They want to get so many people. And I know this. So that on election night, we can't. There's too many missing ballots. I have a feeling Trump's going to landslide. If you cannot vote in person, not understand if you're elderly or you're susceptible or whatever, okay.
praying mantis.
Yeah.
It's outside on the white fence. Is there, are they deadly or dangerous?
Oh, no. They want them in a cannabis plant because they kill all kinds of little bugs. So they're
great. Rascal or kitten get up on them.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah, outside there's praying mantis. I'm like, yeah, you want, you people actually get a bunch of them to put them in their cannabis gardens because they eat all like the predatory mites and stuff and insects, and it's a good thing.
Because it can fly by our head. So,
yeah, and
because
I grow tomatoes, and the way if you live in a cannabis state where you can grow, you want to the same supplements you'd want for tomatoes. You can do a probiotic soil, and if it works with the tomatoes, it's gonna work with the cannabis, or the hemp or whatever. So, but you know, but there's, I'm gonna get into this. This is pretty cool. This is modern canna. They're going to revolutionize. Modern canna is going to revolutionize, and I believe this. Because when you use medical cannabis, like I use CBD heavily, and I get 1,000 milligrams. You know, I'm on Leafy's Twitter page, and they got it's hilarious. They have like some of the stuff, and you know, and there's a modern canna, and what they're wanting to do, which I think is awesome, is they're wanting to get it to where they want really high end control, because when you get Tylenol or you get Excedrin or any prescription, you want to know you're getting the best. You want to know that you're getting a consistent product all the time, and modern canna wants to do that to make sure that, okay, if you're getting a full spectrum CBD 300 milligrams, you know what you're getting. You know, they want to make sure that you're getting high quality stuff every time so that you have a way to go to make sure that the consumer and the purchase, not only makes it more difficult for the consumer when purchasing, but also makes it more difficult for the person selling the product and cannabis product, because they cannot be guaranteed that the product will make every customer feel. And you want to make sure that, okay, and it's this whole field is getting huge now, because now you get people like, well, let me see here. Well, indica used to mean indicouch. And and sativa was like, wake up. And I've had I know people that can take indicas and they'll be on the floor and they can have indicas and they're wide awake, and sativas are in the floor. So, you know, that kind of thing but people want to know that, okay, this is a consistent product. You know, and if you take a leaf and you dip in the Clonex and you clone the products, and you want to know that, hey, you should be getting the exact DNA. You should be getting a clone of the actual plant. And you want to make sure you're getting a consistent quality and a consistent, so that you can feel comfortable. If you get medical chain or something, you're getting a product every time that's consistent. So, you know, hey, I'm getting Medical Jane, I'm getting, you know, Dewdrops, I'm getting Canterbury, whatever product you want to get, you're going to get a consistent product every time. You're going to get because I had this, and, man, last time it was killer. This, because I've had Girl Scout cookies, and it's amazing, especially when you're really sick and you're nauseated and you take Girl Scout cookies, it really helps. And you want to make sure that you get that consistent result every time. So you're not like, well, I took Girl Scout cookies and I was puking last time and I felt like I was scarfing down a large pizza. An hour later, I felt that good. I took it this time and I was still puking. I want to know, and it's going to be able to, modern canna is going to be able to help make it to where you're going to have more consistency in the industry, and I'm loving that. No, I'm not sponsored by McDonald's, but I'm loving Modern Canada because I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be neat to see. And I think this is where the medical is really going to take off because they're going to, you're going to be able to get things to where you can get it more precisely analyzed and know that, hey, this is, you know, this is the crystalline structure here. Here is this. Yeah. You know, and you know what you're getting. And that's what we want so that we know, okay, because I've heard some people say, well, some CBD products work, some don't. I've always wanted to investigate this one that Tommy Chong supposedly is involved in. That's like throw all your CBD, like this is down to the chemistry. Take your CBD and throw it in the garbage. This is, mine is the best. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, I might need to look into that. But, yeah, I was just going to check to see, because if we're having Bible study tonight, I'm working like, it's just, because like where I'm working, yeah. Oh, I'll help out my second job. No big deal. I'm part-time. Next week, I can, yeah, Friday, I can work all day. I can work Wednesday. I need that extra money. Find out, like, Monday night, Tuesday, yeah, we're going back full-time. So now I'm having to, so like, the week before we go back full-time again, my other job is like, okay, now, because they want, I was supposed to work a bunch next week, and I can't really do that now, so, yeah. So, Bible studies, much needed. I'm just exhausted from, like, you know, like, when you get up, when you wake up around 3:40, and then you have to be up at 4, and then you're at your job at 5, and you're there till 1:30, and then you go to your other job at 2 and work there till 8. So, yeah, Victory Temple Church of God. Go on there and it's Bible study. Check it out. If you ain't got a church, get your butt in church. And if you got one, share it. Share the Bible study. Share the Bible study. Let people know about it. Yeah, I gotta change it, cause nah, I'm an admin at my church on my Facebook page, so like if I share it, I can't share it. Like when I'm the admin, I have to like change it to just me so I can share it, cause that's one thing we like whenever we do like the live things. Yeah, if you see the Victory Temple posting, that's me. So, you know. But, yeah, every day we need God because we're not perfect and we're far from it. And we always, every night, like, forgive me, Lord, of my sins and my iniquities, and thank you for what you've done. And he gave me another day. And, you know, Kaylee Thompson, please keep her in your prayers still. She's recovering. She's doing good. But just, you know, like all these hurricanes going on, thank you for all the prayers you're doing for those people. But continue to pray for them months after this. You know, some of these disasters, everyone's focused on this disaster. But when the disaster is 3 months past and there's still so much cleanup and so much destruction that's not done and so all kinds of, you know, people don't think about stuff like that. Because when all the cameras go and everyone takes off and goes and la-di-da and Now what do we do? You know, because, yep, all the TV networks have gone, all the publicity is gone, and we're still having problems. We're still having buildings that were completely flooded that have to be gutted, and there's still tons and tons of work that has to be done. And but I want to move on now to the worst transfer window ever. There was an ESPN guy that said, I think it was like 160,000 net spend we do when we don't make the champions, when we're in the Europa League. But once we're in the Champions League, we don't spend but like 80 million. It's like you almost just want to sit there and that's what we're going to do, folks. We're not going to qualify for the Champions League for 2 years. That way we can get, I don't know, because, like, what do you do? I mean, we're not, they're not spending much. Well, we can't, you know, we had COVID-19, so we really can't expect to do much transfer. Tottenham signs their 20th player. Liverpool signs 20 more players. I mean, every team, hypothetically, but every team is, Gareth Bale is coming to Tottenham. All these are, okay, well, Reguilon, we'll take him for 30 million. We'll put a buyback clause. Yep, we don't care. We'll do that. Yep. Every team is buying players. And we've got Donny van de Beek. Great player, but that's one. Granted, we got rid of Alexis Sanchez, but Rojo. We got Mata. We got Phil Jones. Eric Bay. They're, you know, some of these players are not bad, but they're not going to get us a title. Juan Mata, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, probably would have been contending. That's why Alex Ferguson left. See, I think the whole thing started back when, I don't know why, but somebody had this idea that Dave Moyes was going to be great. And I think when Alex Ferguson ended up taking and leaving United, I think a bunch of the players that were going to come thinking he was going to be the manager, well, I want to reconsider if it's going to be Dave Moyes and, you know, and like Gareth Bale, bam. He decided to go to Real Madrid at the last minute. And I think it's really hurt. And that's, and they're not, I don't know why. Like, I mean, don't treat it like a business. I feel like, okay, now that we have enough, now that we're in the Champions League, good enough, next. Well, wait a minute here. No, we need to improve. I mean, the Premier League title winners are improving their squad. And we are not really doing anything. I could at least say, okay, let's say we get in Donny van de Beek and that's it, but we got rid of Juan Mata. We got, I wouldn't get rid of those players. It's, hey, we might need them. We don't have squad depth. Now, I hope it's going to be furious. If I would sit there, I'm like, I'd almost be like, yeah, I got a jersey. I want my money back. I want a refund on this jersey. Send them back. If you're not going to invest in this club and you're not going to sit there and spend money to improve us, to get us back to winning titles, I want my money back. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, and they're looking at some people from the youth setup to come up, and I'm great. I hope they work out. But if they don't, just because they come up to the youth setup, I could come to the youth setup and with Manchester United, and yeah, you're decent. You're not Manchester United decent, but hey, you could go on a championship side and be dominant and possibly get that team into a fight to get into the Premier League. You know, you may be, you know, if you get into the Premier League, you may be a 20th place side, but hey, you got them in the Premier League. But you're not Manchester United quality. And there's nothing wrong with that with the youth setup. There's nothing wrong with the guy from the youth setup coming in and hey, you may be good and you may not. We may get a Mason Greenwood. We'll have to wait and see with some of these. But it's like they don't want to spend money. They don't want to do anything. They just want to like, okay, like, look at how much we're in the Champions League again, so I'm like, I'd rather be in the Europa League again because it's a falsity. Because, yes, we're in the Champions League, but we're not going to there's no way in heaven that we're even going to have a shot at doing anything in the Champions League. We're going to have to pull some miracles, because all you have to do is get Jadon Sancho injured and bam. Okay, we're back to probably 7th place. Pogba can't play. He's injured. Because I think Pogba sees some signings coming in to improve the club, but he wants some major signings to come in. He wants some, Bruno Fernandes and Jadon Sancho and Donny van de Beek. Yeah, but we need some players. We need some squad depth in case someone gets injured. There is one or two players at that club, and if they get injured, we're back to 7th place. He can only, Solskjaer can only do so much. The players can only do so much. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. If we get Sancho and Donny van de Beek, my eyes are pissed on Sancho was this, and I'm going to try to get this going. I've got like 2 minutes left. I thought that they would see players going for the cheap, and they'd say, well, you want $100 million for him? Well, sorry, because, I mean, look at this guy. This guy's a $60 million player, and he went for $30. This guy is a $70 million player, he went for $50. People aren't going for what they want. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, and they thought that they'd be able to renegotiate and get a lower. This is what Borussia Dortmund said from day one they want. Now, I'm going to be kind of mad. If we get him, I'm going to be kind of pissy, because if they pay that price, that's what they said from day one. We want $100 million, take it or leave it. He's not going anywhere without that bare minimum. If you want to pay more, go ahead, but that's the minimum we'll take. Wait a minute. If they finally pay for it, I guess we'll pay the price. I'll be furious, because I'm like, at least we got him. But so you spend a whole transfer window to get one player when you should have gotten, get rid of Donny van de Beek and get rid of Sancho and get in let's say keep Donny van de Beek, get rid of Sancho and get 5 players in at the price, do something. Because I hope we get Sancho. I hope we get at least, if all we get is Donny van de Beek, I hope the United community rallies against Ed Woodward and the Glazers big time. Peaceful protesting. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday that we had today, until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.